This week's parsha is Parshas Vayishlach. We read about, at the beginning of the parsha, of Yaakov, of Jacob, confronting or getting ready to confront his brother Esav. They haven't seen each other for many, many years. When they left off, Esav was not happy with his brother Yaakov. He wanted to take revenge from the fact that Yaakov had taken the blessing of the firstborn. And here, after all these many years, Yaakov is extremely, extremely nervous about seeing his brother. So he does three things. He prepares for war, he prays, and he sends gifts. He sends presents to his brother. Now, in the prayer itself, we find some very interesting language. It says, the Beis Halevi actually points this out, that when Yaakov is praying, he says to God, Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Hashem, save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. So the Beis Halevi points out, what is that? It should really say, save me from my brother, my hand of my brother Esav. What's this? Why are you splitting it up? Why are you referring to this person as two entities, as my brother and as Esav? So the Beis Halevi explains that what Yaakov was worried about, he was nervous about two things. It wasn't just that he was worried about Esav, the dangerous person, the one who we see as this our arch enemy, or potentially even worse, someone who wants to destroy us. But he was also worried about Esav from a different aspect, from a different perspective, Esav, his brother. What if Esav would come with open hands and be welcoming and want to be with Yaakov? What Yaakov was worried about, the Esav of kindness, of harmony, that would potentially live with him, his brother, but then would have a negative influence on him, he and his family. So he's worried about both aspects. And so then we see that Yaakov sends all these gifts. And then that night, after sending the gifts, the Torah tells us that Yaakov got up that night and he took his family and he sent them across the river. And then it says that he was alone. Vayivater Yaakov levado v'yavek ishimo alalot hashachar. He was alone. And then he wrestled with a man until the break of dawn. The question is, who is this mysterious Vayavik Ishimo? Who is this mysterious man? So the conventional wisdom, Rashi and others, understand that this was the angel of Esav. That he was wrestling, that somehow God sent him the angel of Esav, and that this was a wrestling match between Yaakov and Esav. But there are others that say that that wasn't who this was. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the Malbim actually has a little bit of a different take, but similar type of track, and that this was not an Esav that he was fighting, but actually who Yaakov was wrestling with was himself. The Malbim, it's a beautiful Malbim, beautiful, where he talks about the fact that Yaakov is struggling with himself. The Ish is himself. There's an aspect of himself that he's still struggling with. The Malbim does not say this. This is something other than the Malbim, but perhaps you take the Malbim and you combine it with Rashi, and that when Rashi says he struggles with Esav, the Saroshal Esav, the angel of Esav, and then you take the Malbim, that he's really fighting with himself, that perhaps you can meld the two together, and that he's fighting with the Esav that's within himself. And that really, Yaakov is struggling with this eternal battle of the aspects of ourselves that are not necessarily in line. Really, the truth is the Malbim says this idea that he's fighting, he's struggling with the different parts of himself that don't seem to go together. And that's the struggle. And we've talked about this idea of Masa Ava Simon Labanim, that which happens to our forefathers was a foreshadow of what would come to us. But that they also were developing and working through issues that would become pathways for us. And so here we see Yaakov when he's going with himself, the day before the big confrontation, that night he struggles. And that struggle, he wrestles with himself until the break of dawn. And that this is really what we ourselves, we so much can identify with this, because this is what we ourselves, we have so much that's within ourselves that we need to understand, that we can wrestle with on a constant basis. But we're not the first ones. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov our father, he that night, he's about to have the biggest day of his life. And that night he's torn up inside. He's working through these issues. And he is able to come out with what it says, that Vayar ki lo yuchalo vayiga v'kaf yirechob. He comes out, vateka v'kaf yerech Yaakov v'hevakolimo. And he comes out with a limp. He comes out slightly damaged in terms of his ability to stand straight. Ultimately, he gets better. But we see that there's through the struggle, there we can get impacted. We can walk away limping, that we can be a little bit slightly damaged. But the point is that he persevered and comes through. And we see that the name that it comes out from this is not no longer Yaakov, but rather Yisrael. Ki sarita im Elokim v'im anashim betuchal. He was able to struggle with the divine and with the human, and he prevailed. So that there's all this, the Malbim really talks about this idea that there's so much different forces that are within us, that with the good and the bad, and that everything that's kind of in between, and it's something that we all have to like work on and struggle with and wrestle with. But that ultimately we see that that we can prevail, that we have that strength, that within each Jew, Hashem has gifted us this ability, the strength, to be able to persevere and to come through and to be able to go forward. And so what's incredible is that we just saw in the Daf Yomi recently that there's this idea that we're supposed to make a blessing before we do a mitzvah. And the wording of the Gemara is, Over la'asiyatan, that we do something before we do it. Now, the word over is a very strange word. Over is, it can have a before, it can mean that it's you do something before you do it. Over can also be avar, like it was, he already passed by. And so the source of this, of knowing that it's before, you're going before something and not after it, is learned from when Yaakov goes out to greet his brothers, when he goes out to greet his brother, Esav, it says, "Vuhu avar lifneihem." He went in front of them. And they say that, we see from here that the word avar, which means he passed, that means it's before something, not after. Now, why of all places would the Torah, you're going to teach me a lesson of when I should make a blessing, when I do a mitzvah, I should make the blessing before I do that act. Of all places, I'm going to learn it from when Yaakov passes in front of his family to go and greet his brother. It's the strangest type of place to source the answer to this, to the idea of that avar is something beforehand. But if we think about the context, it's always about the context. When Yaakov is coming to greet his brother Esav, we just talked about all the preparation, all the work that was done. And so when he's coming in front of his brother, this is the model. When we're going to do a mitzvah, before we do any mitzvah, we have to stop and we have to make a blessing. But we can't just say it. We have to actually have thought and intent. And that's what so therefore the source of learning, we make a blessing before a mitzvah, is from Yaakov before he goes and as he's going in front of his brother Esav. We just learned a whole story about all the preparation that Yaakov does before he meets up with his brother. And then here he is, he's going now, the final stage, he's actually going in front. And the wording that's used by the Torah is to teach us, that we use that, we extrapolate from there, over la siatan, that we do, when we're about to do a mitzvah, we have to make the blessing beforehand. And think about all the prep work that has to be done. That's exactly what the Torah and what the Gemara is messaging to us. And so we should take away from our incredible forefather Yaakov in terms of the ability to overcome the struggle, the internal struggle, and that when we come to do a mitzvah, v'hu avar lifneihem, he came in front of them, he came before. When we do a mitzvah, we have to say the blessing beforehand, but it's not just saying a blessing, it's preparing and being mindful of that, and then we're ready to step forward. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.